Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We're discussing the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah 2:13, at saying Al Hanisim on Chanukah. Seemingly a simple, straightforward halacha, but we already saw how much there is to talk about. At least we started. There's still loads more, Baruch Hashem. And we will continue. Siyata Deshmaya, according to Rashi, the Hodiah is Al Hanisim. And the Gemara says that Chanukah, there was a Takan of Hodiah. Thus, the Hodiah means Al Hanisim. So we could say that on Purim, they also were Koiveya, Hallel, and Hodiah. What's the Hallel? Gemara says in Megillah 14a, that's Kriyas HaMegillah, that's the Hallel, Kriyas HaZualila. What's the Hodiah? The Hodiah is Al Hanisim. The Hodiah is the Al Hanisim that we say on Purim, so it's Gevaldik. And a raya for this would be from the Hagos Maimonides, here in Hilchos Tefillah, and also Besoif Hilchos Megillah. B'shem Rav Amram Goin, the Hagos Maimonides is a halachic work from the 13th century, written by Rav Meir HaKohen Rotenburg, one of the most chashuv makoris for psak halacha, shel chachmei Germania v'tzofos. That's the Hagos Maimonides. Al kolponim, in the Hagos Maimonides, and the end of Hilchos Megillah. Here in Hilchos Tefillah, the name of Rav Amram Goin, it's really Shidur Rav Amram Goin, which precedes him a lot. He says that on Leil Purim, in Ma'ariv, you don't say Al Hanisim. Why? Since you haven't yet read the Megillah. So is the Mashmaos of Tosas in Megillah 4a, Dibar Maschil Posak, who did mention Al Hanisim. In Ma'ariv, only Shachar is Ayin Sham. So if the Haskorah is Mishum Me'ein Ama'oiro, so Bevadai, that it's Shaykh even at night. Like the Hagos Maimonides is Tamei, Ma'ishna Puri Mikol Yomtiv, that you say Me'ein Ama'oiro in Ma'ariv, even though you didn't yet make Kiddush. Even though parenthetically, Tzasei Shlayin, you're Yotzei, and Tefillah Yedechov as Kiddush. But Al Kolponim, why wouldn't you say Me'ein Ama'oiro on Purim, and Ma'ariv, like you do the other times, when you say Me'ein Ama'oiro? So it's Muchrach, that the Hazkor of Al Hanisim is Midin Hoidoe, not Midin Me'ein Ama'oiro, and they were metaking this Hoidoe only after Kriyas HaMegillah. We had a shir about this. Shittas Rav Amram Goin about, say, 12, 13 years ago, which is recorded. So it's somewhere out there in the WWW, the wacky World Wide Web. You can find it. So Al Kolponim, the have Shittas Rav Amram Goin that you only say Al Hanisim after that Ma'ariv, not before. You only say Al Hanisim after Kriyas HaMegillah, not before. Therefore, in Ma'ariv, you don't say Al Hanisim, because it's a Hodiah. Haskoras Al Hanisim is Midin Hodiah, not Miskinetz Koras Me'en Ormah. The Hodiah is only after the Kriyas HaMegillah. Why don't you mention it at night, Mishum Me'en HaMa'oira? So we could say that Mishum Me'en HaMa'oira, it's only a Rishus, like the Gemara concludes about Bilchas HaMazon of Chanukah, that ain't no maskir, mean bala haskir maskir. In other words, by tefillah it's a chiyuv, because they were koved lohidoi. So when we're talking about lohidoi, that starts at shachris, after you read the Megillah. But midin has koras me'ena ma'oira, it's not a chiyuv. But in a chinami, Rav Amram Goin would be moide, possibly, that if you come to be maskir balayla koidim ha-Megillah, maskir the Rambam, with soy same and it's machma the alayla, it's equal to the day, because l'shitas haRambam, the Azkora is midin haskoras me'ena ma'oira, and therefore, the Rambam brings this both in Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Brachos, as we explain, it's midin me'ena ma'oira, and therefore, day and night are equal. But we have to understand שלפי זה לדעת רב עמרם גאון, on the first day of Hanukkah, if you daven Ma'ariv before Hadlakas Ner Hanukkah, you won't have to say Alanisim and Tefillah, just like you're not chayav in Leil Purim before Kriyas HaMegillah. Shebipshuto Hadlakas Neros is similar to Kriyas HaMegillah. So why doesn't the Rav Amram go and write this also in Hilchos Chanukah? Maybe we can say that it's not totally in Kriyas HaMegillah b'foyah, because in the day you say Alanisim, even if you didn't read the Megillah at all, neither at night nor in the morning. But rather, it's totally b'zman Kriyas HaMegillah. And z'man Kriyas HaMegillah is after Ma'ariv, therefore there's no Alanisim. Hashem came b'chanukah, that the Ikar z'man ha'adloke is before Ma'ariv, and therefore you would say Alanisim in Ma'ariv v'adayin tzarech iyun. Oid yesh lo'imah, that the reason of Rav Amram not to be maskir at night me'ein ha'ma'oira is mishum shelo nasa apurim li'yom tov v'yom ha'ma'oira el rak b'yoyim. When is Purim Yom Tov? By day. Day is that is the Yom HaMa'or. That's the Iker. Or it's not a Yom Tov, but the Iker Ma'or is by day. Shinoyeg boy mishte v'simcha. There's a minag by day of or noeg mishte v'simcha, mitzvah. Like we see in the Me'iri in Megillah 4a, that only Yom HaPurim is called a Yom Tov, and not the night of Purim. Because we see in the Gemara that Sudas Purim, Shlacha Balayla, Lo Yatsi Yedei Chovaso. So the Haskar at night is Midin Hoidah, and they were Mitaking this Hoidah only after Kriyas HaMegillah. So by day, you say it Midin, you say Alanitza Midin Mein HaMoira. At night, there's no Mein HaMoira because the Iker Mor is by day. At night you're saying it midin hodah, and the hodah is only after Kriyas HaMegillah. But by Chanukah you can even say it before the hadlaka, midin hatzkaras me'ena ma'ora, because the ma'ora of Chanukah is also at night. And Rav Amram will hold that the zechi of midin me'ena ma'ora, kedas haRambam. Right, we saw according to Rashi, the Haidah is the Hadlaka. We saw according to the Rambam that the Haidah is the Hadlaka. Rashi says the Haidah is Zalanisim. But according to the Rambam, the Haidah is the Hadlaka. So what's the Alanisim? The Alanisim is Me'ena Ma'ira. So midin me'ein ha'moira, he's already maskir, even before hadlaka. Doesn't have to be madlik. And do the hodah of hadlaka. Because at night, the alanisim isn't midin hodah. It's midin me'ein ha'moira. So just me'ein ha'moira is even before hadlaka. So that's possibly Pshat in Rav Amram Gaon. L'chora, the very fact that Alanisim on Purim was decreed as a Hoidah is Mukhrach, according to what Rashi explained, that in Tefillah it's Pashat that you say Alanisim, because Lahal Vodah Nikbu, and the suffix is that you have to mention Alanisim in benching. Midin me'ena ma'ira. And the Gemara concluded that you're only maski b'toras reshus lefi zeh. On Purim it's b'tfila b'toras choiva. And since on Purim it's b'toras choiva, so that would indicate that it's a hoidah. If we're me'ena ma'ira, then it would be a rishus. just like on Hanukkah, in Tefillah Tzechova, because Lahal Avodah Nikbu, and we see that in Purim, in Tefillah also a Chova. So it must be Midin Hodah. However, Be'emes may be, according to Rashi, on Purim, the Haskalah B'Tefillah is a Rishus. Like we see B'Pshuto, that we don't find in Purim, Kvaum LaHodah. According to that, the suffix of the Gemara about Birchas HaMazon and Chanukah is also the Inyan Tefillah on Purim. Tzarechi, and the Gemara doesn't say anything about Tefillah on Purim. But it could be that we don't have any mention of Purim being a Yom Hodah. It only says that about Chanukah. So in Chanukah it's Pashit, it's in Tefillah, because Chanukah was Niskan LaHodah. Purim wasn't Niskan necessarily LaHodah. So maybe when the Gemara is a suffix about mentioning in Birchas HaMazon, it's also a suffix about Tefillah and Purim. You have to mention it or not. Because it wasn't Nitzkan Lahidah, Purim. So maybe there's no Chiyuv in Tefillah, just Hatzkara, Mein Amora. Fiyam avur b'gemore that in the Maskana, in Birchas HaMazon, there's no obligation to say Al Anisim. We have a suffix according to Rashi in the Tur that the Chiyuv Hodah means Al Anisim. What does it mean as a Chiyuv Hodah? Chiyuv Hodah refers to Al Anisim. So what would be the din if somebody forgot Al Anisim in all three tefillas? Or he's bamin aderech, that he's pater mitfila. He's unable to daven properly, and he eats bread. Is he mechuyev to be maskir al anisim bebirchas hamazon, to be mekayim lechiyuv hodah? Because they hold the Rashi and the Tur, you don't have to mention it in benching. According to them, the Chiyuv Hodah, the Etzem Chiyuv Hodah of Chanukah is Al Anisim. So if he didn't mention it in davening, maybe then he's obligated to mention it in benching. Or maybe he even has to go and eat in order to say Al Anisim. In Purim, it would depend on our Shaila. Do we say Al Anisim on Purim, Midin Hodah, or Midin Askaras Mein Amora? But if it's Midin Hodah, maybe you would have to. If you didn't say it in davening, you would have to eat a meal mitzvah that as well, besides the regular obligation to eat a meal. Now, according to the, if we say that even Yimei Purim were established lahalal v'hodah, and according to the Riaz and the Rambam, what's the hodah? The Hoidah are the Neiris. So then what would be the Hoidah in Purim? We say Purim is Hal of a Hodah. Hal is Kriyas HaMegillah. So what's the Hodah? So maybe the Hodah would be the Mishteh. But in Chanukah there's no Mishteh because you have Adlakas Neiris. That's Neitz Pach Hashem, and that's the Hodah. And by Su'udah, you're Marbib in Neiris, like we see in Sanhedrin 32b. And the reason they weren't metaken in Suda and Chanukah is because the Gzeira wasn't on the body. It was on Kiyom HaMitzvahs, like the Bach explained. So we could say that nevertheless there's a Maila and Ribui Neiris Laharbois B'Simcha Sh'aydei Zer Yavo LaHodah Al Derech Shetiknu Suda B'Purim K'dei Sh'yavo LaHodah. So there's still a Maila of being Marbi B'Neiris because it's Marbi B'Simcha and they're going to come to a greater Hodah. It's like they're attacking a Sudan Purim in order to come to Hodah. And the Ribui Simcha is that we have more Neiris. So in order to preclude from such an understanding, La'afuke mizeh, we say b'shaz hadlaka neiros halalu koidesh heim ben lan rishus l'shtam yishrem el'roisim b'lvad. It doesn't mean that we're coming to say that they're not Neiris of Rishus. Rather, we shouldn't say that we're marbe b'neiros l'simcha. Marvin Eretz B'Simcha, then you can use them. Say no. Ribui Haneretz Hu Kodesh. Zechel and Nes Shebe Menorah. Basu Be Menorah Ke Menorah Shebe Mikdash Hu Kodesh. And that's all if you use it for practical uses, but that your neshama is nana, that's permitted. Even in the Mikdash, like the Karakemach says in Erech Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, on Chanukah, there's no inyan. The neiros are not for the, are not to be marba hodah. These neiros are kodesh. Not that you should have more simcha, that it should add to your simcha, and you should be marba hodah. But again, if you say that the neiros are the hodah, then on Purim the seuda is the hodah. In the Gemara on Shabbos, there's a suffix. What about mentioning Chanukah and Musaf? And the Gemara says, in conclusion, that you do. And Rashi explains that we're talking about Tfilas Musaf of Shabbos and Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Chodesh in Chanukah. So too in the Torah Tarpab and Zoyat Gepaskin Te Rambam, the end of this halacha. The Rambam brings it in Shabbos Shabbosoich Yimei Chanukah, and he doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yochanan writes like Rashi, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So we could say, Azoi, that Rashi in the Torah hold that the Haskara is because they were Koyveh Lahoidoi. What's that? Why do we mention, why do we say Alanisim? We didn't Hoda. So maybe the suffix is, do you say it in Musaf? Since Bishar Yimei Chanukah, there is no Musaf. So if so, the takana of hoidah is lahoidah is betfila gimel pa'amim b'yayim. And if there's another tfila on that day, mehechi tesi, that a person should have to say alanisim. And the other side is that sof, this tfila that was added is no less than the other tfilas. Galashin rashi dibor maschi bedala tfilas. It's no less than the other tfilas. And therefore, ein lechalik. And you mention it even in Musaf. And the suffix is silent in Shabbos and silent in Rosh Chodesh. And that's why it says in the Gemara B'Stama, Ma'o Lahazkir Shel Chanukah Bim Musafin. In other words, both in Musaf of Shabbos and in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. But it would appear that Midin Haskara Me'en Amar B'Vadei Shemazkir. But we said earlier in the Gemara that in Birchas HaMazon you're not obligated to, and if you want it, you may. Sotun Tfilat HaMusaf. If it was Mishum Ma'ena Ma'ira, there's no Chiyuv. And the suffix is only Linyan Chiyuv. Kalosh and Rashi, Dibar Maslil, Ein Navi Rosh Chodesh Lo Boi La'askuve. There's no obligation to mention it. So that's all the Shitas Rashi. That's Midin Hodah. So maybe the Hodah was only Nitkan in the three tefillahs, or maybe no, the fourth is no less. And that's Midin Hodah and Midin Me'en Ma'ora. It's permission, just like in Berachas HaMazon, it's permission. According to the Rambam, the Vechi of Haskara is Alt Me'en Ma'ora. What's the Sevara to be Mechalik between Musaf and the other tefillahs? So maybe we can say that the Zmana Ma'ira Shetikinu Ledoiris is Chav Hei V'Kislev, Chav Vav V'Kislev V'Chulei Ad Klois Shmoinis Yomim, where you had the Nes for the 8 days. And when you have Tfilas Musaf of Shabbos, this Tfilah is not Shayach to the Zmana Ma'ira. Just happens to be Shabbos today, but that's not Shayach to the Etzim Zmana Ma'ira. Chav Hei Kislev, Chav Vav Kislev. Or maybe on the other side, no. It's the day that was Mischayiv Ba'arba Tfilas. And today is Chav Zayin Kislev. So Memela Chav Zayin Kislev is obligated. So you have to say it in Musaf. So according to that, the suffix is only about Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh is B'chal Zman HaMa'ira. Because the very 8 days Mechav Hei Kislev has Rosh Chodesh. In other words, the Takana L'Dairus was Chav Hei Kislev, Chav Vav Kislev, Chav Zayin Kislev. And that includes Lamed Kislev and Aleph Teves. So Memela, it's automatically included, since it's Mayna Maira, it was included in the original Takana. Shabbos just happens to come out, happens to fall out, but it has nothing to do with that day. The Takana was those days, those calendar days. Chafei, Chavav, etc. So that would include Rosh Chodesh. So it's Pashi said it must be Rosh Chodesh, but on Shabbos, that's not Chafei, Chavav, Chav Zayin. So whenever it comes out, so that wasn't included in the original Takana. And the Gemara's conclusion is Yom Shenischayv b'Arba Tefilas. No. A day that was obligated in Arba Tefilas is, which includes Musaf, as you have to say Al HaNisan. So Memela, since on this day, it's a day that obligates you in Al HaNisan, and today there are four Tefilas, you have to say Al HaNisan as well. So maybe those are the two tzadim, according to Rambam. So according to Rashi, it applies to both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, because maybe the takana was just three times a day and not the fourth. Or maybe no, this fourth tefillah is no less than the other three, and that's the maskana. And according to the Rambam, that's Karetz Meina Maora. So the takana was only on those calendar days of Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches. That includes Rosh Chodesh, but not Shabbos. The Maskan is no. Yom Mushin is Chayiv. Merely have to have an Arba Tefilas with Al HaNisan. According to Rashi, Yesh Ladun, that if you daven a Tefilas Nedova and Chanukah, or you daven on Leil Chanukah Tefilas Tashlumen of Mincha and Chav Dalet Kislev, there you can't say that this Tefilas is no less than the other Tefilas. It is. It's only Nedova. Or it's less than the other tefillahs because it's not a chafei de ketfila. V'yimishu me'ena me'oira, we said me'ena me'oira is only rishus. So that would be a shayla according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, b'pshuto, since the maskana is, yom u'shen eschayiv b'arba tefillahs, so b'chol tefillahs hayom, you have to say this me'ena me'oira. It's no shayla, it doesn't matter whether it's in a dove or not. According to Rashi, who says that the fourth tefillah is no less than the other three tefillahs, Rashi holds that there is a takana of hodah, and the fourth is no less of hodah than the other three, but here it is a lesser tefillah, because it's only a tefillah nedava or a tefillah tashlumin. Why only on Chanukah do we add v'kavu shmoni simei Chanukah ilu hodus v'lahal l'shim chagadu? We don't say this on Purim. According to Rashi, that they were Kovei Hodav Chanukah and Al HaNisan, we understand. We add that that we say Al HaNisan is Me'ikur HaKfiyus Shel Chanukah. Masha Imrim Al HaNisan is Me'ikur Kfiyus of Chanukah. Kavu Shmonis Yimei Chanukah El Hodus HaHal HaShim Chagodah. This Al HaNisan, that's what defines Hal HaChanukah. Saying Al HaNisan, because according to Rashi, that's the Hodah. That's not what defines Purim. Mele, we don't mention this in Purim. And that we also say it in benching is because once you already say it in davening, so then it's going to have the same nusach as benching. Davening is only main amor of it. Tfilat hoidah. But according to the Rambam, that Chanukah and Purim are equal, and in both of them, askaras Al HaNisan is medina askar main amor. It's in the Nisuch of Tefillah of the Rambam, it doesn't say V'kavu. Because there's really no difference between Chanukah and Purim. According to Rashi, so we have that different Nisuch. Because on Chanukah, it's the Iker of V'kavu. That the essence of Chanukah is Hodah, which is this Al HaNisan. So we don't only mention Chanukah and Purim. According to the Rambam, we don't have that in the Nisuch. So it's not a question. My Rabbi Rabbi Say, and I know all the Derech Arukah Lefaneinu Baruch Hashem. Torah is so vast, so beautiful. I'm turning the pages in front of me. I see it's like it's an ocean. So please stay tuned. If God is gracious to us, we will, in God is always gracious to us. So b'li neder, anachnu nemshich v'nera od v'od neflot mitorat Hashem. V'ani modeh lechem me'od me'od al ha'akshava. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yedidai, moray, v'rabotai. B'li neder, nemshich.